Shalom, brothers and sisters. We bless the name of the Lord for a wonderful week, seeing us through the entrance of His Word and helping us as we reflect upon the things that are written therein. And I want to appreciate Brother Nzima. Thank you for helping with the messages and enlightening them for better understanding. The Lord bless you richly. And to everyone who had listened and who listened to this message, the Lord bless you. And in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We would wrap up the message on a worthy vocation with a look at the armor employed in combating the enemy. You know, we had initially talked about how that the Lord has invited us to His army and He took us from slavery and made us able and honorable soldiers in His army. And now He's equipping us, or He has even equipped us with all that is needed to be able to combat the enemy. So that brings us to our text in Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll read from verse 10. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that He may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand." So I'll stop there. And here, Paul was reiterating the word, taking the whole armor. Why did he have to repeat that? Because first he encouraged us to take the entire armor of God to withstand the enemy, but he had to tell us why we had to use this armor, why we have to employ the armor, because the kind of battle that is before us, what we are fighting against. So he explained the enemy that we are fighting against, that we are not fighting against our brothers, we are not fighting against our sisters, we are not fighting against the church, rather we are fighting against the invisible enemy. And just note that whenever you see yourself fighting against your brother, your sister, whom you're supposed to be in unity with, then the enemy is the one working. You're slightly becoming a spy to the kingdom of darkness. Because what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, which began our text this week, was that we should endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So there must be a bond, and it comes by the Spirit of God. We ought to be united. And when once we see someone fighting this unity, then there's a spirit that must be working in such a one, and we must fight that spirit to win back our brother, because the enemy doesn't want us to unite, because he knows our unity is our strength. Amen. So our brother is not our enemy, but the enemy is the devil himself. Hallelujah. And his agents. So we must employ certain armor that the Lord has given to us to be able to withstand the enemy. I know that the Lord understands the cunning devices of the enemy. He understands the battlefront and has equipped us with the needed armor to withstand him. His plan is actually to wing believers, but these plans met with a greater force whenever we employ the complete armor of God. He hits a brick wall. The enemy hits a brick wall whenever he sees that we are together, whenever he sees that we have carried out, we have worn our complete armor. Amen. So let me speak a little on the strategy, the approach the enemy uses in the war against believers. You will agree with me that it is easy to encounter an open force kind of a battle, a physical combat, than a cunning one that aims at drawing us to a snare. The most suitable way to win a battle is by ambush. You can see that in Abraham. When Abraham wanted to go fight the five kings and get his brother Lot, he went when they were in their pleasure, when they were still sleeping, and then fought them, killed them, and then took away the spoils. The same way the enemy does not come like to a face-to-face battle. He comes in an ambush. You know, he advances to us cunningly, approaches in the darkness, than dominates by mere force. That is the cunningness of the enemy. We must be watchful. Note that he comes to us being invincible. He steals upon us, stealthily rather than a repulsive force. He recommends some plausible ideas. He recommends some lovely doctrines that are against the word of God, but because they are just suitable to our ears, he lays us some temptation that shall not, you know, immediately repel us. He knows that this is going to be suitable, so he brings up this particular temptation to us. He invites us to pleasures that seem harmless, just like Balaam did to the children of Israel when he tried to fight against them with the sword, that is the word, and they resisted it because there was a force, there was a power that was guiding them. He saw that these people, he cannot win them with an open battle. He decided to steal upon them by inviting them to pleasure that seemed harmless, and they were caught in the web. He leads us in indulgence until we have gone too far to retreat. Before we know, we are ready in it. That is the approach that the enemy comes with. So if we know this, then we must get the right kind of armor, the right kind of tools to fight against him. Because what we are fighting against, as I said earlier, is not your brother. We are fighting against evil passion. We are fighting against customs. We are fighting against the pleasure of this world, false doctrines, errors. These are the things we are fighting against. So what are we to take hold on? Paul went further to mention that we are to use the breastplates, right? Like the Orientals, the ancient people, soldiers, when they are well equipped, what they have is their breastplate. But this time, our breastplate is to cover our heart, and it is righteousness. Because the heart, that is where the issue of life comes out from. That's where it proceeds from. So we have to guide it, as the Bible says, with all diligence. And what are we to use is the breastplate of righteousness. Because the heart is the heart of men are evil. And that is what the enemy wants for us, so that he can plant some evil seed that will produce, you know, the roots of bitterness. So we have to guide it with all righteousness. We need the shield, not just any shield, that the small shield that some soldiers, the rentals soldiers use, but this shield is the one that covers everything, all other armors. That's why the Bible said that above all, taking the shield of faith. And what does the shield do? It protects us. It quenches the flame of the enemy. The Bible said that it might be able to quench the evil darts of the enemy. So the enemy throws a arrow or a spear. Now, this spear or arrow at the tip of it is not only sharp, but there's a combustible substance put there that can be lighted up, that can burn. And what are these? These are passions. These are pleasures. These are things that comes into us and becomes obsessions. So the enemy puts it, try to throw those things in us so that we can begin to have some obsessions that we cannot deal with, that becomes a dent in our life, that makes us, we cannot stand to cast out demons, we cannot stand to pray, we cannot have the confidence to do the things we ought to do, or to even preach the word, or to even witness the word, because we know that there's something that we are also trying to fight against. So what does faith do? It is able to extinguish that passion. So we need the faith, the shield of faith. We also need the sword of the word, because the word of God is sharp. That is to help attack the enemy, to help attack these things. We must speak the word. And then with our feet, instead of the shoes for the soldiers, it's preparation to witness. A child of God, a believer that does not witness, that does not, what we call evangelize the word of God, is not a true believer. There must be a passion. Anyone that has met with Christ must witness it, must testify about him, must go out to tell someone about him. So a believer must be ready to gain territories for Christ. It is not only meant for the fivefold. It's not only meant for the evangelist. Everyone is expected. Everyone who is a soldier of Christ is expected to gain territory, is expected to witness. Now, one thing that was also mentioned was the element of salvation. Does the enemy accuse you? Does he tell you? Does he condemn you? The Bible says, who is he that condemns when the Lord has justified? Does he tell you that you're not worthy? You need the element of salvation so that you can, it suffocates those accusation of the enemy. And also, does the enemy tells you, does the devil comes to your mind and tell you, oh come on, it's been 2,000 years since the fathers has been saying that Jesus Christ is coming back. Where is he? The Bible says that we must be patient. He that will come will come. We must continue with our element, so that is the element of salvation. They will let us know that very soon we should be expecting our salvation will meet that which has been promised. We will meet the end of our salvation, which is the transformation of our body. So we need the element to continue. There is an emblem of hope. It's called the hope of salvation. That is the element we will have when we fought so hard. We are going to lay down at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ to replace it with the crown of righteousness. And lastly, the belt of truth. Now, in all of this, no matter how wonderful your element is, no matter how great your breastplate is, how wonderful the shoes and everything, if you do not have a belt to protect, to bring these things together, they will fall apart. They will fall apart. So the belt is to bring all of this, to hold everything. That's where you put your sword. That's where you put everything. Everything can fit into your body because you have the belt. And what brings your faith, what brings your righteousness, what brings everything, what holds them together, of them, for them not to fall apart, is truth. We must continue in truth. And that is the only way our armor will not fall apart and get us exposed to be shot by the enemy. So we must continue and fight and know that and become a worthy soldier of Christ. May the Lord richly bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.